Thursday the 11th. Okay, so this way we'll have a two-week, you know, it'll be, you have 2 weeks to do Hazara, Thursday the 11th to Thursday the 25th. And okay, it's on. Okay, today's packet is about Nichum Avelim. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah says they shall devrayim levakeh cholim lenachem avelim lehotzi hameis lehachni sakala lelavos ha'orchim. So there's a mitzvah's essay to what is it? To do all these things, to be bevake cholim, to nachem aveilim, tochas ameis, achdos eskala, lavos ha'orchim. This essay, the whole torchei furah, losei salakosev to carry the meis, leches lefon of lisbod, lachpor likvor. And to help them out in all their needs. These are gemulos chasadim begufo she'ein lam shiur. Afal pi she'kol mitzvah elu midivreim. In other words, we don't have specific psukim in the Torah for these mitzvahs. So technically, it's only midrabanan, the specific performances, but harei hein bechlal v'avto l'recha kamocha. So they're nichlal and haftal reicha kamocha. Kol azvim shataros sheyasu osam l'chacherim, hasei ato osam l'chicha b'torah mitzvahs. That anything that you would, in other words, if a person is getting married, he would want people to be mishtatef in his simcha. So when someone else is getting married, he should be mishtatef in their simcha, etc. So and all the other examples of bikur cholim, nichum avelim, etc. Then the Rambam writes a famous comment on page 2. You know, whenever the Rambam says something that is not found in the Gemara or the Midrashim explicitly, it's his own Kiddush. So he'll always preface it by saying Yiroi Ali. Because most of the things in the Rambam are the Rambam just paskening like one opinion in the Gemara, one opinion in the Medrash. The Rambam might have his a different pshat than Rashi and Tosis how to learn the opinions, but but sometimes he says a chiddush of his own misvara. He says, Yiroi Ali, Shenechamas Aveilim Kodim Lebikur Cholim. Or if somebody has a choice, he can only do one thing. He can only do Nichum Aveilim or Bikur Cholim. So which takes precedence? So Rama says, Nichum Aveilim takes precedence. Because Nichum Aveilim is Gemilas Chesed Imachayim Vimamesim. That Nichum Aveilim is a Gemilas Chesed with Chayim and with Mesim. In other words, when a person's Menachem Ovel, so he's giving cover to the mace and he's giving cover to the chai. So he's doing both aspects. When he's Mevakeh Cholim, he's just giving cover to helping out a live person. So Mela, since Nichum Avelim is covered, is the Gemilus Chesed in Chai Mamesim, that takes precedence. So that's the Kiddush of the.
Wait, where's the source that Nichum Avelim is?
So we'll have to see where do we see that's what we'll see later in the passage. This idea that Nichum Avelim is a covered for the mace as well. Okay, we'll see that also. All coming up. Very good. There's another Gemara Shabbos. One of the Amorim said, "Ochem li behespeida ki hosam keimna." So one Rav, one said to the other, "Ochem li behespeida." You should give a good hesped because ki hosam keimna, because I'm going to be there to listen. Because he's saying it about himself, so you better do a good job because I'm going to be there. So ochem li behespeida ki hosam keimna. So there's a word. I heard Rav Gelli said it over when Rav Schwab was nifter. So he said over the vort from Rabbi Kiva Eiger, a hesped that Rabbi Kiva Eiger gave on the Groh. Rabbi Kiva Eiger got up and said, "On the Groh, how can I give a hesped? How can I give a hesped on the Groh? He was so great. How could you begin to speak about the Gra?" So he said, but since Chazal say, "Achim bli behespeida, ki hasam keimda," that the mace is gonna, the neshama of the mace is gonna be the type of the hesped, so we know that mikzah shvacho befonav. In other words, you know, whenever the person's there, you can give mikzah shvacho anyway. So mikzah shvacho I could give of the Gra. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger, said. When he began his very hesped on the Groh. But mixes shvacho I could give. We'll have to see what Simcha was alluding to is this notion. I guess I made a supplementary packet for one of the future shiurim about what's the halacha about saying hallel in a beis avol. You say hallel beis avol, you don't say hallel. In the base level. So it's part of a pre-existing packet, but I made a whole arichas on that. So part of the discussion is that the neshama might be there in the base level. Neshama might be there in the base level. So then one of the reasons is that we say lo amesim yehaluka in hallel. So it's sort of like loig l'rosh. You're making fun. He's saying to the Shema, you know, you can't praise Hashem anymore. You can't do mitzvahs anymore. So I may see me halleluka. So that's, again, that's part of the reason why we don't say hallel in the Beis Avol. That's because it's a log rush for the Shema. So we'll see that idea that when the Shema is there, so. So that's, we'll see part of this idea that when a person comes to the Beis Avol, the neshama is there, so he's given covered for the neshama also, not only covered for the people. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, on Chav Gimel on the Beis, Ein parsim al shma ve'ein ovrim uvnei teva ve'ein osim tzatapein v'son v'torah ve'ein nachtim v'novi ve'ein osim ma'amad v'moshe ve'ein Om Rikha Savin Kakumbe Elaine Rikas Hassanim. So all these things need a minion. So the right, well, we know Kriyas HaTorah needs a minion. Davening for the Almud needs a minion. Right? But what's this Tanchumi Avelim? Why does Tanchumi Avelim need a minion? Why does Tanchum Me'aveilim need a minion? That's the Shura. Look in Rashi. Tanchum Me'aveilim. Shekhozim and Akvaris Omdim and Achmim is Ovel. Faint Shura Pchusim Me'asar of Masecha Sanhedrin. You know, if you've ever been at a burial, so after the burial is done, the minig is that you make two columns of people, right? Two. One across from the other, and then the Avelim go through between the two columns of people, two parallel columns, and then the Avelim go through, and everyone says, "Amokim Yachem Eschem Sokh Shar Avei Tzion Pir Shalayim." So So you only do that if there's a minyan. You only do that if there's a minyan. That's the din of shura. Ain amdin b'shura pachas me'asar. So it's that's a funny type of thing. Mehechi teisi. I mean, people go to Beis Oval all the time. It's not necessarily a minyan when you pay a shiva call, and yet you still pay a shiva call. So mehechi teisi that this din should only be. Only be basara. Oh, so there's a word that Soloveitchik liked to say over. Take a look. It's quoted in the Mesorah Journal from the OU. Nissen Topshin Memtes. We're Samachtes. 20 years ago. So it was printed 20 years ago. And Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra, Chesam Beis. The Rava Achmiller of Nosim Ba'ami v'shachal minei arba meyaz zuzi l'tztocha. Where it's Rava forced Rav Nosim to give 400 zuzim to tztocha. He forced him to do the mitzvah of tztocha. Right? We know there's a concept of kfi ala mitzvahs. That somebody doesn't want to sit in sukkah. So the Gemara says, you don't just say live and let live. You force them to sit in the sukkah. Right? Kfiyah mitzvah. Today we are not so... it's a question whether you need a bezdin for that. Bezdin shall smuchim or not. So, but in the Zman Chazal, it was a different situation. A person didn't want to put on tefillin, you force him. But, you know, kfiyah mitzvah. But the Gemara says in Chulin, that kol mitzvah esay shematn schara b'tzuva b'tzida ain bezin shematn mutar malah. But the only kofel mitzvahs like tefillin, tzitzis, mitzvahs that the Torah doesn't say what the reward is. So then we're kofel for these mitzvahs because we want you to do the mitzvahs. But if the Torah says reward, so the Torah is giving you already the incentive. The Torah is saying that if you'll do this mitzvah, you'll get arichas yomim. So then the chachamim don't have to be kofa. Because the fact that the Torah is giving you the reward, and if you don't do it, maybe you won't. The impression is you won't get that. So that enough. That's the kviya. The Torah is. So that's what the Gemara says in Chulin. That kol mitzvahs esay shematan schar betzida, we're not kofa for. So the question is. Isn't stoka a mitzvah essay shematan tzchara b'tzida? The pasuk says ki pasoch tiftach es yad chalo, and it says ki b'glal hadover hazeh yivarech Hashem. So it is. So Tosus gives different terutzim there. You can look in Bava Basra Chesam Adbeis gives terutzim. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim that perhaps. You can give a different terrace, namely, that the mitzvah of tztaka, there are two chiyuvim. There's a chovas hayachid and a chovas hatzibur. There's a chov of the yachid to give tztaka, to do chesed. And then there's the chovas hatzibur, and Rav Soloveitchik, as Rav Shechter pointed out, I always like to quote this Rambam on page 6. It's a good Rambam if you need to speak at they honor you, like the Bikur Cholim, Satmar Bikur Cholim honors your wife or something like that, and you need to speak, something like that, or some stock organization. So you quote this Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. He says, Me'olam l'ri'inu b'lo shamanu v'kal v'yisrael she'en lem kupa shal tztaka. In other words, we never found a Jewish community that doesn't have a kupa of communal tztaka. And so the way Rav Soloveitchik understood this to mean is that it's not enough that every individual on their own decides to give tztaka whenever they want to give tztaka. That there should be communal tztaka organization. Just like the Tosefta says, it's not enough that everyone davens with a minyan, but there should be a base knesses. There's a mitzvah to have a base knesses. The Rambam writes this. There's a mitzvah for every community to have a base knesset. It's not enough that there's some nice guy who will say, you know, I'll give my basement for people to come daven. No, that's not enough. You should have a place that's miyuchad for davening, that has a din based knesset. The Zohar says it's part of the mitzvah suli mikdash. You know, so it's a mitzvah that the community should have certain things. So the same thing, there's a mitzvah for the community to have a communal tzedakah fund. So that's what he was saying, Rav Chaim, that tzedakah, there's a mitzvah on the yachid and there's a mitzvah on the tzibur. So this din, the Ein Kofin, a mitzvah seishes aman schir tzida, means that the bezin is not called for the yachid to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, because the Torah in itself gives an incentive by the fact that the Torah is giving you a reward if you do it. But since there's another mitzvah of chovas hatzibur, so that bezin is kofa, very much bezin kofa mezer mishum chovas yachid al bar chovas hatzibur. In other words, bezin could be, in other words, in order to make sure that their kupa is running properly and they have enough money in the fund so they can function as a communal tzedakah, so then they could put taxes, levy taxes on the people of the community, and then they could enforce people to pay the but just out your own chovas hayachid to give tzedakah, so that no one could enforce you. But if there's a communal tzedakah, so that was his word to explain the answer to Tosas Kasha. So he wants to say that that's pshat in the idea of Shura, that there's two dinim in Tanchumi Avelim. There's a din of a person of Nichum Avelim of the Yochid. Everyone comes to pay Shivakul whenever they come, and then there's the Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur, and that's the Tzibur gives Nichum Avelim, and that's the Shura. So that's what's done after the Kvura, that you line the people up in two rows, and then the Avelim go through the two rows, and everyone says, Amakom, Amakim Yenachem Eschem. That's what he suggests. Okay. It's a nice idea. Okay, then there's another din which was mentioned before on page 7. Says two on the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Chista Nafsho Shel Odom Misabelas Olav Kol Shiva. So the nefesh of a person is Misabel on the person during Shiva. Shenem Av Nafsho Lo Tavel. Sivayos Lov Yvevel Shivas Yom. We'll see what that means. And Amar Rav Yehuda Meisha Ein Lo Menachemim. Holchem Yud Bnei Adam V'Yoshim Mimkomo. So says Rashi, She'ein lo menachemim, ein lo aveilim shiutzrichim lenachemo. So Holchem Yud Bnei Adam V'Yoshim Mimkomo. So let's see what that means. The Rambam, here, so take a look at the Rambam, next page. Mace Halachadal, Mei she'en lo aveilim v'isnachim. So somebody dies and he doesn't have family. Do'i v'asar b'nei odom k'sherim v'yoshrim k'om o'kol shivas yimei aveilis. U'shar ha'am is kapsim aleim. In other words, what we do is we appoint 10 people to sit shiva. In other words, there's no one to sit shiva, so we appoint 10 people to sit shiva. And people come and Menachem these people. even though these people are not relatives. So that we'll see. Some explained that that's a, perhaps a din of Nichum for Kovod HaMeis, because it's not Kovod HaChai. These people are not the Avelim, and yet there's a din of that we appoint 10 people. So we try to get 10 people to sit there and be mekabel tankum. I don't know how often this is really done, but that's the din of the Gemara. I remember when Rabbi Winevsky passed away. He was a rav from the neighborhood, and he was blind, and he passed away, and he didn't have relatives. So he didn't exactly do this din, but people would go to the house every night and tell stories about him, speak about him, etc. Why 10 people? I don't know. Maybe you can tie it into. I mean,
if the other one who wouldn't sit Shiva, you know, they're not religious, they're not going to sit Shiva, then would this thing kick in?
Maybe. I mean, the mice, I don't know how often it's really done, but perhaps. Okay, then there's another din. And we'll see how those that explain it, the Lev Avraham explains it this way. So I think the Lev Avraham, we'll see, explains it, that this din is a din of Nichum Avelim that's covered her. Meis not kovod achai, and that's what the Lev Avraham says, that this din of Nichum Avelim wouldn't be doche bikur cholim, because this only has the aspect Lev Avraham of the kovod ha meis, not the kovod achai. Then there's another din on page 10. Amar Rav Yochanan, ein amenachem nimrashoyim loma dover ad sheyiftach ovel. Whereas the I'm not supposed to say anything. In other words, when you pay a shiva call, you're supposed to wait till the ovel starts speaking. Right? What's this din about? So the Lavush, HaTerezov, right? That's always when the Shach always quotes the Ataz. So that's the Levush HaTerezov. So he writes on page 11. Ein dem Menachem im Hashem Luftoch at Shiftach HaOvel Tchila. The time that the Mestabah Hu Klomar Shu Maschil Haros Tzaro Shebatzayim Ma'od Al Meso Vechachach Maschil Hu Nanachem. But the way it should be done is he should like say something. Really, you know, the minig is just like says anything. Really, technically, saying he's supposed to say something to show his tzar, not like, oh, like how did you get here or something like that. But that's the way the minig is. People wait till he says something, and then they start speaking. Okay, whatever it is, whatever reason you want to give, but that's the minute. Okay. Then there's another din that the Gemara says on page 10. Amar of Avon, Minaychel Avos Amesiv Berosh. That the oval sits. There was used to be people would do haseba. They would have, you know, they would eat together, and they would prostrate themselves while they were eating. So there was a configuration. You know, who was in the front, who was on the side. So the oval, whatever is considered the most chashuva place, the rosh of the gathering. You know. What we would call the head of the table today. So the oval gets that status. So the pasuk says, "Efcha darkam veishev rosh veishkon kemelach bigdud kasher avelim yinachem." So the pasuk quote says avelim in the same breath with melach bigdud. So here it's interesting that the. This is the notion that an ovel has sort of like a status like a melech, which is interesting. I mean, we usually think of chasen dom el melech, and that's not even a gemara. That's Pirkei Rav Elazar, other sources, chasen dom el melech. But here, even though the gemara doesn't use those words by an ovel, but it says it in that pasuk, that's what the gemara is darshaning, that he's like a melech. So there are a couple of halachas that are. So the halacha is that he's Mesiv Barosh. That he's Mesiv Barosh because he's Doma Lamelech. There's a Gemara that says in Moy Cotton. Take a look on page 20. Kav Zayin on the base. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Chayavim Lamod Mibnei Nasi Chutz Mi Ovel V'chola. In other words, when a Nasi comes in, the room, the Melech. Everyone has to stand up, and Ovel doesn't have to stand up. That's usually the practice. Ovel doesn't stand up for people when people come in the room. Sometimes you have, Rabbi Blau likes to say over that, I think he escorted Rav Soloveitchik to the Shiva when Rav Shneur Kotler was sitting Shiva, maybe for Rav Aaron, for somebody, for son maybe, son, not for Rabbi, Rabbi would be too for son, and Rav Shneur stood up for him. But technically speaking, an Ovel usually doesn't stand up. That's the Gemara. So what's the din of that an Ovel doesn't stand up for people? An Ovel's chayv in all mitzvahs, and there's a mitzvah, mitnei seva tokum v'adarka pnei zokin. You know, it's a mitzvah to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. You know, they're two different dinim. There's a din of your Rebbe, that you have to stand up even if it's lo enough. And Stam a Talmud Chacham, you stand up when he comes in here in your Dalar Amos. So someone to say that the din of Talmud Chacham that's not your Rebbe. Someone to point out that shot maybe into your safe Yireim, that that's only a din derabanan. But the din of the din deraisa is dafka your Rebbe. But there's a din, so what mehechi tesi that he doesn't stand up for people, for chashuvim that walk in, the other just sits there, doesn't stand up. So the chidah on page 25. So first he quotes the Levush. We can look back in the Levush. The Levush says it. Here, put one hand here. The Levush says on page 12. Eina avol tzarech lamar afilu b'nei nosi. Dechein achol of mitsha trudim b'tzarem. Page 12. Rabush says, because they're torah b'tzarem. Because it's b'tzar, so, enough to think about, worry about. You have to... So the Chidah says, why is that a p'tur? I mean, Avil Chai B'chol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Ibar La Sumei Daita. You know, we don't say you tar b'tzar, so you don't have to wear tefillin, you don't have to do mitzvahs. That's for an owning, doesn't. But an Avil Chol Shiva has to do all mitzvahs. So what does it mean, Trudim B'tzar? What is that? Why is that a reason? So the Chidah says, Yinei Harav Halavush Nami Kosev Taima Toim Mivnei Shatrum B'tzarim. Rav Shvus Yaakov Shom Dochadvarav, Dovel Chai B'chol Mitzvahs. After three, the Daita, the boy Levi Suvi Daita. So the Chidah says his own shot. The second arrow. Om Nam Yira Shatam, who came into Ovel Mesev Barosh. Yafinan Vasi Karl Ovel. There was the Ovel Veshkon Kemelech Bigdud. Because the melech is higher than the rav and the nasi. So if you have a status of a melech, so you don't have to stand up for other people. You're the melech. So the chidah thought that gemara that says that the avil is like a melech, perhaps is the real reason for that din that he doesn't have to stand up.
Well, Chassan
shouldn't stand up for anyone. So you have to. I mean, the question is when does Chassan Dom and Lamelech apply, and that's a question.
And
maybe that's a different thing. I mean, according to the Levush, it makes sense that two things are put together, that they're both Torah. Then Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav Soloveitchik, Nefesh HaRav, and I'll tell you two extensions to this din. So one is Rav Shechter has here, from besides this din. So the original din is that you don't have to stand up for the Nasi, even for the Nasi. And the Chidah says it's because of, like, he's like the Melech. And so Rav Shechter here, I mean, it's not the minute where Rav Shechter quotes here, but namely, that the Rav thought, minute the thought, she'ia shalom on the base of Avel, she'ia benachem him also receive a telephone, right? That people do that all the time. If they can't pay the shiva call, they call on the phone. But as I pointed out, a person should realize that you could do Nicham Avelim for Avivim or call your base chodesh. So if you see somebody that you haven't seen, like, you know, he was sitting Shiv in Eretz Yisrael, and you weren't going to get through, and then you see him talk your base chodesh in the street, you could say, Hamakom Yenachem Eshem Shavu Yisrael for Avivim and Shar Krovim Tov Lamed. So, but that's the minhag. If you can't go, people call on the telephone. And the stomach, people should do that. People appreciate that. So even though we're going to say a word here that says not to, but in the end of the day, you should, you know, if you can't go, it is kedai to talk on the telephone. So he says, Nera Pasha Chainzim, we meet a stachers, clean melech, lebon, menashe, yikumim, koma, kedai ladabarim, mishu, acher, betelephone. Ganami binovel, stomach, luyarim, of telephone, Mela Eno Mimidas Der Cheres, Lagilosh, Chaploni Vidaber Khan Alakav. It's not Der Cheres. Speak on the telephone. It's not. Melech never speaks on the telephone. I don't know. Maybe that was before they had the cordless. So you had to go. You had to go to the telephone. Now they have the cordless. You can stand like, sit there like a Melech. They bring the phone to you. You know, maybe that was, you make an aria before cordless, before cell phones. Oh, then I saw I saw another knetch that I didn't look it up yet. I think it's in the Pinyan Torah Bahalacha from the Eda Charedis, Rav Horowitz. Supposedly he says a word. You know, one of the shiurim I gave over Shavuos about Kavod Sefer Torah. So one of the dinim about Kavod Sefer Torah is that you're not supposed to take Sefer Torah to people. People are supposed to come to the Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to take Sefer Torah to the people. It's not to be joined to the Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah should be brought to the people. People should come to the Sefer Torah. And the source of this is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Yuma, and it's on the Mishnah that says that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would read the Torah. So they say they would give the Sefer Torah to the Chazan, the Chazan would give it to the Skan, and the Skan would give it to the Kohen. They would pass the Sefer Torah from one to the other until it finally got to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, isn't that a bizoyin? The Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, isn't that a bizoyin? Isn't that a bizoyin to do such a thing? So the Yerushalmi answers, no. That since these people are what, especially Kohen Gadol, at least sometimes was Adam Kashuv, and he wasn't a Tzeduki, he was Adam Kashuv. So the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be Adam Kashuv. So then it's a cover to the Sefer Torah to go to the Adam Kashuv. So that's why the poskim say, the Shulchan Aruch, I think that's Kuf Lam Hey, says the quote from the Mordechai that a person can't come, he's locked in jail. He can't come to shul, so you don't bring the Sefer Torah to him, except if he's in Adam Chashuv. Except if he's in Adam Chashuv. Then Adam Chashuv, you can bring the Sefer Torah to the Adam Chashuv. So the question that is discussed is what about Beis Ovo? We know the minhag is that we bring Sifrei Torah to the Beis Ovo. So the poskim, the Ramadah says it then that if you kovei a mokom, you don't just bring it to the kri and bring it back, but you keep it there in a couple of days in a mokom kavua. So Ramadi pointed out, in a mokom kavua. So then that's some type of heter. And then Shulchan Aruch says, and if it's an adam chashuv, then you don't even really need that heter because it's an adam chashuv. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in that siman that if there's a minion of people, say there's a minion of people in jail, then you can bring them a Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Warman, in the latest volume of Sheiris Yosef, explains that probably the pshat is that a minion is considered a chashivas also. It's considered like a adam chashuv. So just the other day, I saw someone say another tzad to be maker for the ovel is based on this gemara as well. And novels like the Melech, so he's considered, novels considered Adam Chashuv, so maybe even without these coolers it should be mutter. I mean, the minig is to have these coolers. So some are machbit to have three kriyas, and some say you don't need three kriyas, you know, as long as you have a makom chashuv. But this was a new knetch that I never saw before, that to use this idea of Adam, of that the oval is an Adam Chashuv to matir the Sefer Torah. That was another knetch that I just saw like yesterday, whatever it was. New knetch. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so that's the story with the standing up. Then we have a Gemara on Kav Zayin on the Beis in Mud Cotton on page 13. Al Kivtu Lameis Val Tanudu Al Tivku Lameis Yosim Yidayin Val Tanudu Yosim Yikishir HaKetzad Shlosha Yomim Lebchi V'shiva Lehesped. The first 3 days of Shiva, those are the days of Bechi. And the rest of it is the Hesped. Shloshim is the Geitz for Tisporos. Mikan ve'elach amar kashbochi, yetem rachmanim yosir mimeni. And after Shloshim, on Shar Krovim, that's it. No more Avelos. Ovi v'imo, the special din of Kov v'kibur Aveim, that it's extended Yud Beis Chodesh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that it should be, excessive. Ramban writes, the famous Ramban, and for A, the reason why there's an Isser of Losasim Korcha Bein Nechem L'meis, that you're not supposed to pull out your hair, and you're not supposed to make your skin bleed. These excessive type of avelus, things that the Torah forbade, is because we believe that the neshama is forever. So if a person's excessive avelus, he's showing that he doesn't believe in that. That is, he thinks it's totally lost, it's totally gone. And we believe that there's hasharas hanefesh, that there's So the Ramban in the Torah Sodom, page 14, quote, from the Ovel Rabbosu. Pasuk Tanan, Ovel Shlosh Yomim Yishonen Ein Nichnas L'Har Abayis. So the Ramban says that the Avelim used to go after the third day to the Harabais, and people would come to be Menachem then there. There were certain places in the Harabais that the Avel would go to get, and people would come and be Menachem then there. So not everyone used to necessarily go to the homes, maybe it wasn't even necessarily people you knew. You stop in by the Harabais and see who's around, and a person would go and give words of Nechama. So the Ramban says, but it says in the Maseches Smachos there that Shlosha Yomim Rishonim, he's not Nichnas LaHarabais. He doesn't come. So the Ramban says, why is that? Because Shlosha Yomim is Lebchi. So it's not the Zman of Nechama yet. It's not the Zman of Nechama yet. So that's this minhag. So some people have the minhag that that they don't pay a Shiva call till later in Shiva, because the Shlosha Yomim Lebchi. The Maisa minhag today is that people go whenever they can go, Not so, and the Sefer Divrei Sofrim points out that the Or Zeruah is mashma not that way on page 15. The Or Zeruah quotes the Gemara that the first 3 days an Ovel doesn't go out of his house to another Ovel's house. But after that, he can go out and he can sit with the other Avelim, not with the people, the visitors, but the Avelim. But the Perish Rashi, Avol Shlosha Yomim Rishonim Ein Olach LeBeis Avol Achel LeNachmo V'Kem Ve'Elach Olach LeNachmo V'Ein Yeshivim MeMenachmo El Mokam MeMsnachem El Avelim Yishlumo B'Pirusho Avol Hisnachem Yotzei. A few Tokim Yomim Rishonim. So, in other words, he's coming, he says like this, that Ovel Shloshi Yomim Mishonim Ein Holach LeBeis Ovel Acher LeNachamo. He doesn't go into another base Ovel. Mikam Ve'Elach Holach U'Menachamo. And from there on, he can give Nechama. Right? But even when he's giving the chama, he sits with the avelim. But that's to give nechama. But to be on the recipient of nechama, and he wants to sit with the other avelim, that he can even do within the first 3 days. For him to give nechama, he doesn't leave within the first 3 days. So that's what the Divrei Sofrim says. So you see from this Or Zeruah that there is nechama within the first 3 days. So Rav Shechel often quotes this idea that Gimel Yomim Lubchi, so it's not on nechama. But the bottom line is that people go when they go, and zero. And the Rambam quotes this din, Perek Yud Gimel.
Just logically, why wouldn't you feel that there's a greater chiyuv to Menachem at the time of the chi?
I guess it's time for like the person needs his own space. He's not ready to hear someone trying to comfort him. He's like, there's a concept of vayimayim lesnachem, like that type of thing. That it's, he doesn't want to hear you saying that it'll be okay yet. He needs to. So that's what the Rambam says. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph Al Yik Iskasha Adam Al Meiso Yose Midai. Shenema Al Tifchu La Meiso Al Tanudu Lo Kolomar Yose Midai Shezo Min Hago Shal Olam La Mitzaras Mo Yose Al Min Hago Shal Olam Hareza Tipesh. The Rambam calls him a Tipesh. If a person is mitzvah himself more than minhago shel olam. Every once in a while, the Rambam will give a name to somebody. But as the Rambam says, he quotes in the Pesukim in Shoftim, Meisha Shabana Bais, Vochanacho, Sher Eris Isha. Right, so the Rambam says, so first you have to be not a karim. And then you have to have a parnasa, and then you can get married. And he says, but those that change the order, and he gives some shtach to those that change the order. But of course, but every society perhaps is different, different perhaps situations why sometimes bizman hazeh people on nosa isha before they're not a karen. So every situation is, but in theory, or maybe Nanti or whatever, but that's what the Rambam says. He also gives, I don't know if he calls him a tipesh, you look up, he calls him something, as a name for such a person. And then in your base, he says the person is not misabel, the Moshe Tzibu Chachamim is achzori, etc. And so if you take a look in the Beis Yosef here, on page 17, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yishalmi farshas and Yishalmi time of the shloshi yomim rishonim chamiri. Whereas what's the we have different halachas that the first 3 days are more chomer. In other words, this halacha here about doing malacha, that you can't do malacha, we'll discuss it in a future packet. In other words, on the first 3 days, more machbir l'gabe malacha. So Yishalmi says, why the first 3 days more chomer? Mishem d'chlasi yomim nafshet haisal gufa. In other words, the neshama is still hovering on the body the first 3 days. Sava d'yuchaz v'gabe. See, the neshama still thinks that's going to come back into the body. The cave in the Iyichazia Dishtoni Ziyohun Da'apoi, But once the neshama sees that after 3 days already the body's decaying and the face looks different, then he sees it's not the same and then he leaves. And then he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, says, so the neshama's still around there. Neshama didn't go to Shemaim yet. So the first 3 days of Muhammad, and that's what the Beis Yotzin quotes, a reason why Lagami Malacha, the first 3 days, were much more Muhammad. Lagabe Malacha, I don't mean like opening the light. Malacha meaning like doing business, for Schora, for Parnassa type of thing. And then he quotes from Ben Yerucham, "Hashem arrived, Tam Shafilo, Ani Osir b'Malacham Shloshi Yomim Mishonim Shem Damer Chazal Shlosha Lebchi." Osir b'Malacham Nimtza Mitzasel Lebchi. So he says another thing that Shloshi Yomim Lebchi. So another application of the Shloshi Yomim Lebchi is the Isim Malacha during the Shloshi Yomim. And then the Torah quotes these minhagim about that they used to have. Kosev Adoni Ovi Harosh Nogim Ba'ashkenaz. Ovel whole little base Knesses B'Shabbos. Ovel goes to shul on Shabbos. V'achar tefila yotzei Ovel tchila v'yoshev v'mnei beis haknesses. So the Ovel leaves shul first, and he stands in front of the shul, sits in front of the shul. V'chol akal holchim acharav v'yoshim etzlo v'omed ha'ovel v'holach v'beiso v'chol akal holchim acharav v'yoshim shom sha'achas v'somkum al divei ha'gah. And they follow him, and they go to his house. And they spend a little time with him there. They escort him home. Some of them will do very good. Rosh Lomo Shemidas Gemilas Chesed Dolof Nehakadosh Baruch Hu. That Shlomo saw that Hakadosh Baruch Hu likes when people do Chesed. So therefore, the Fichah Kishanot Bana Beis Hamikdash Bana Shnei Shorim. He built two special gates in the Beis Hamikdash. Echad Lachasanim Vechad Lavelim Umumnudim. Vayu Yisrael Holchim B'Shabbosus V'Yoshim Ein Hashorim Halolu. So they would go to the base of Mikdash, they would see in the Chassan gate, they would see a person standing there, they know he's a Chassan, they would give him a bracha. They would say, Ashokim b'bayis hazeh, yismlachcha b'banim b'banos, and anichdus v'shar v'elim, svaro m'chusa, ha'yodim shu ovel, v'omim lo, ashokim b'bayis hazeh, yinachemcha, anichdus v'shar v'elim, v'ein svar muta, even though he's menuda, etc. But then it says, fourth line, page 19, Mishachar v'beis ha-mikdash, Hizkiru chacham yishir chasanim v'aveilim holchim v'batei knesios v'batei midrashos, v'anshei emokam rolim v'sachosin, v'smechim mom v'sa'ovel yoshvi mimol la'aretz, k'dei she'yetsu kol Yisrael yidei chavosim v'nilu sasodim. V'leim hu omer baruch nosin tzchar tov v'gomblei chasodim. So they used to have these different minhagim. We don't necessarily have these. We'll see. We have the minhag that on Friday night give a clap, and he stays outside the shul for Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they give a clap and they say Hamokim Yanachem Eschem, which is a similar. If you look in the base Pnei Baruch on page 32 here, so that's some type of remnant, he says, the Pnei Baruch to this minhag. Nogim shebev Shabbos lefei Amiris Mizmor Shilei Mashabbos Nechtos Ha'ovel Beis Haknesses Vashamish Machus Tzru Tzu Neged Ha'ovel or Tzu Lekras Ha'veilim. Some say Vakal Menachemim also, and everyone says, I'm sure you've been in shul when this has been done, and everyone says Amokim Yanachem Eschem.
I forbidden social, they say something else. Maybe what the Shabbos is another line that people say. Shabbos,
yeah, because the question that he discusses over here is usually it's after Shkia, so how does that, because we hold Yicholim Nachem Avel B'Shabbos, Yicholim Chatilay Nachem Al B'Chol, so the other Nuschos for Shabbos, Shabbos Mila Nachem, but these are different Minhagim that. That people have, the shuls have. Here, take a look on Yud Beis and Yud Beis in Masechta Shabbos on page 26. Ramar Rabbi Chanina, Bekoshi Yitiru Lanachem Aveilu Mavakya Cholom B'Shabbos. It says, Bekoshi Yitiru. It was with difficulty that they permitted Nichum Aveilu B'Shabbos. But Lamaisa, it's mutter, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, page 27, Resh Pei Zayin Aleph. It says, Yicholim Nachum Aveilu B'Shabbos, V'chein Yicholim Mavakir Sacholam. Lo Yomar Kederek Shomer Lo B'Chol. You know, because if you, in other words, you can put Nachum Aveilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Maybrook tells over when he was sitting shiva for his mother, so Rabbi Shulman, who's a big Talmud Chacham in Kew Garden Hills, knocked on the door and he quoted this Gemara, B'choshi Hitiru, Anachem Aveilu B'Shabbos. So, the Yerushalmi says B'choshi Hitiru even to say hello on Shabbos. It's time to say good Shabbos, it was B'choshi Hitiru. That's, the Yerushalmi says, because technically speaking, you shouldn't really speak on Shabbos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoves on Shabbos. So what does it mean he was Shoves on Shabbos? What does he do the rest of the week? He's Shoves on Shabbos. All his malach is through Amira. So the Yerushalmi says that B'koshi Hitiru, even to say good Shabbos, to say a Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. So we're not on that Madrega. Like Rav Scheinberg, he's machmer, he doesn't speak on Shabbos, except, Divrei Torah, things like that. But most of us need to speak on Shabbos, so we speak on Shabbos. But really, it's the Koshi Hitiru. They were Mati, but it's the Koshi Hitiru. Then he discusses what the nusach is that you should say on Shabbos. And then he says that he quotes the Prima Gadim, the Prima Shubur, Avul Beis Achnes HaChar Miras Mizmur Shil Yom HaShabbos, so Shuv Lo Yikra HaSham Asu Neged HaOvel. Because it's already Shabbos already. Then Lasker Veilz Befer Hesim, Kol Mokom Leilech Ba'atzma lomar Shabbos Yivu Ganochem Roshar. Then there's the famous Gemara in Sukkah. The verse says in Sukkah, Membeis, Minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. Minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim is they would hold the sukkah, the lulav, the whole day. Right? There's a whole discussion, some Rishonim held they could even make a bracha. We assume not. We assume one bracha a day. You can't make a bracha on lulav multiple times during the day. But we saw there were some Rishonim held you could even make it the whole day. But the Anshei Yerushalayim would hold their lulav the whole day. Rashi says the question whether, like the Netziv writes, that it was Mamish Akiyim HaMitzvah. The Netziv sheet is whenever there's a shear to do a mitzvah, that's only a minimum. Like a kezayis is a minimum, like the Maral Miprag writes. If you eat more than a kezayis at the Lel Seder, you get a mitzvah. Well, no, maybe it wasn't a mitzvah. The Netziv says, you see from here, that Midag Minafik Bey, that's a minimum. But if you want to keep it in your hand for 10 hours, then you get Kiyim HaMitzvah the whole 10 hours. And others say, no, the Shitas Rashi, Sefer HaPardes is quoted, that it's just a Chibuv Mitzvah. It wasn't a real Kiyim Mitzvah. So it says here that Kachayim Minhagim Shalantra Yerushalayim, Adam Yotzi Mubesum, Lova Biyodo, Holoch Lubes Achneses, Lova Biyodo, Kari Kriyashma, Umus Palel, Lovo biyodo kari b'torah says kapam nichal kaka holach levakir cholim ulanachem avelim lovo biyodo. Okay, so whenever they went to the hospital to levakir cholim lovo biyodo, they went to the shiva house lovo biyodo. So the Orsa Meach, it's only the Orsa Meach with the Orsa Meach type of kasha. He said, we learned the Rambam. What did we see? What comes first? Bikur Cholim comes before. Nichum Aveilim comes before Bikur Cholim. So why does the Gemara have it that Levakir Cholim and then Lenachem Aveilim? It's giving you the Seder Hayom. Even here, doesn't it? So it's against the Rambam. So the Orsa Meach, the famous Orsa Meach, that they talk about this. So, one second. You have to know the famous Orsa Meach. Page 28. And others, I think that's all he has. So that Rambam, Yira Alisha, Chomas Aveilim Kodim Labikur Cholim, says the... Says there was a meach, nichum b'tzinu chayim b'shabes parakama b'koshi itiru. The hiktim nichum aveil. Abu sukkah, koshi b'kacholam kodim. So what's the pshat? Shem deberega leinu noegam davam shabatzina, the pasuk rabbeinu. Right? The Rambam sheet is that there's no aveilus on regal, right? Even davam shabatzina. So he says, "Lochen sham biker cholim kodem, mishum deberegel zuto tzarayu daveil." He says, in other words, in Achanami, the Rambam says biker cholim nikum aveilim was always before, but this case was talking about on cholim oed. This case was talking about cholim oed. The cholim oed, the Rambam's shita is that there's no aveilus in cholim oed at all, and even dvarim shabatzina, not like the Ramban. So in this case, since the Tsar is technically the Avil is not supposed to totally not know like any type of avails. Totally, even Dvarim Shabbatzina are not knowing. So he's supposed to be in some type of simcha. See, even though there still is Nichum Aveilim. Our practice is that we wait with the Nichum Aveilim till afterwards, but as we saw in the Gemara, technically, there is Nichum Aveilim on the regal, and that's why you don't have to do the Nichum Aveilim afterwards, because Shekvar, Askubo Beregel. So he says, it's a chap. Or Samech has a lot of chaps. He says that's the pshat over here. That's why the Nichum Aveilim of the Bikur Cholim takes precedence stafka over here, because this was Cholam Moed, where the tsar aspect of the is less, so therefore more important to be mevakeh chola where he mamash has tsar than to go then bikur cholim take precedence. And okay, it's a chaf, it's a It's a famous Or Sameach, so I figured it's good eye for you to see it. Yeah, Isaac, you want to say something?
We're saying that there is, if someone dies during the Moed, there is a mitzvah,
Bikur Cholim, what?
Nikum
Avail. No, so let's see. Shulchanach is right here on page 30. The Shulchanach says, the confirmation of a regal, etc. And Machir Limnos Shiva afterwards. Right? The Ain Rabbi Misaskimbo, Lanachma, Acharegal, Minyan Yomish, and Achamu Beregal. Because the amount of days that they, when Menachem him, say, in the regal, they were already, he died, there were 4 days still left of Cholomoe, of the regal. So people already were Menachem for those 4 days. So even though he's going to be seeing Shiva, full 7 afterwards, Yom Tov Sheni is one, but you know, at least 6 afterwards, still, the days of the regal, they were Menachem him, so they don't have to be Menachem him afterwards. So we don't do this. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says Taki, you do this. How did it evolve? I'm not 100% sure, but that's Kach dark min hagat shalom. The people do everything afterwards. I mean, I'm sure you know close friends could go over and it's whatever, but the official that when people are coming to the Menachem Ovel, that's afterwards. So that's what it says here, and that's what the so the truth in the Lev Avram. Back to the Lev Avram. Of Weinfeld. So he quotes this Gemara. He quotes the din of the 10 people with the Rambam. So that's what he says the two dinim, right? Kovra Chai, Kovra Meis. He quotes that Rambam. And he wants to say that it's based on that Gemara that Nefesh shall Adam Isabel Salav Kol Shiva. That the Nefesh is Misabel Kol Shiva. That Gemara we saw. So when a person is paying a Shiva call, he's not only paying, he's not only covered, and that's. Kavod Hamais. That's how he wants to say Pshat in the Rambam, based on that Gemara, that the Nefesh is Misabelis. So you're coming to be Menachem. Some want to say also that's Pshat why there's a minhag that some people have that even if one person sitting Shiva, you say Amokum Menachem Eschem. Right? Some people have that minhag, not Oscha, but Eschem. So some want to say it's based on this idea that it's the person and the neshama of the Niftar, whatever it is. But so he says that that's the maybe that's put on the Rambam that you're giving consolation also to the neshama, giving consolation also to the neshama, and then he wants to say that maybe this din of the Kavod Hamais of the Rambam is only when it's person's doing shiva right away, like in a regular case. Because the neshama is only misabel the first 7 days from the death. The neshama is not bound by regal and can start its. The neshama, as soon as it leaves the body, it starts its count. So he wants a taina that, Rabbi Weinfeld, that maybe in a case where there's nichum avelim after the regal, it's already after the 7 from the Ptira, so maybe that'll only be a din of Kavod HaChai, not a din of Kavod HaMeis, and it won't take precedence to the Bikur Cholim. And he wants to say that the Rambam uses the Lashon, and the Shulchan Aruch uses the Lashon that Ein Rabbi Misaskimbo, Anachamo, of a marim lo ponim. So what does that mean, marim lo ponim? Lon is parish b'poiskim hatam lezev. Gamakavon marim lo ponim. So he wants to suggest, if you now, as he shabbat, shiva yomim mishonim, chelik echem mitzvah nichem aveil shayach mishum shenafsho shol meis misabel asas. Okay, nafsho in aveil sno heges beregel, aval kol ponim, yachad dvam shabitzina nogim, afilu das aramim, dey nogim klal, kol ponim, lagorim yasar b'nei odim shenim, krovim klal, dosim mitzis beisov. Okay, as rabbi misaskim vanachem o oz, vanachas shiva shuv batla mitzvah nichem, mishum nafsho shol meis, so he says what's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? In other words, when the days run out afterwards, he's still singing Shiva for 7 days after Yontif. Right? Okay, one day Chol Yontif Sheni, but 6 more days. And the Nichum Aveilim ran out already on day 3. So then the next 3 days, no one's going to come to pay Shiva calls because they. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So he says, no, Marim Lo Panim just means that now they should come just for his covet. They should still come to give him covet. Marmo had a rakl photo. Aval chelik mitzvahs covet hameis ein az Yosef. V'yanav kamina sheshuv az lo yezadocha halicha lebeis mishnah. As Bikur Cholam, as he said before. That's his, that's the, his Rav Weinfeld's thinking. Okay. So these are, I remember years ago, the late Rav Isby, who was the Rav in the shul in the community where I lived, he unfortunately passed away at a young age. He was 44, he passed away of pancreatic cancer within a year. And so I used to go special Shabbos to hear his drushes, and he was a very special person. So I remember one time he said, you know, about Nichum Aveilim. They said the first thing you have to know is sometimes a lot of people they have this topic: should I go or shouldn't I go? You know, do I know him really? Should I go? So he says the first thing is you have to know you should go. You never know how, you know, even a person that okay, you can't go, you know, sometimes it's very far, but sometimes it's like it's a close call and it's not such a tircha, you know, and you're not sure. Yes, no, no. So that was, you know, as he pointed out, that people appreciate, you know, even people notice, even somebody who's not the most closest thing, sometimes it brings, you know, a nechama also. So that's something to think about. Okay, so these are some of the yesodas of Nichum Aveilim. The next pack is on Kriya. Next pack is on Kriya. And then we have other. Okay, so okay, those that I'll give back. Give me a second. I'll give back the other bikinis. Okay.